chapter 27. What actually happened was Philip confided to Carol that Ron wanted to know if Barbara liked him. Carol scrunched up her face and said, "I don't think so, but I'll ask her." Among the girls, it was known that Barbara really liked Richie, but that wasn't something she would share with a boy. It would be a betrayal, and that would make Barbara her enemy forever. When she told Barbara, the girl let out one of her patented oohs. Carol giggled. "Well, you did say that his thing got all hard." "Exactly," said Barbara. The girls giggled again. Then a thought struck Barbara. "He sits right next to me. How am I going to look at him?" "And not get his thing excited?" teased Carol. "I'm serious, Carol. How am I supposed to look at him now and read his sloppy papers?" "How bad are they?" "The answers are mostly right, and he studies, but he writes like he's using some kind of a tool and needs to cut the words into the paper." "In other words, he's rough and careless."
"Yes."
"Maybe he's just nervous," said Carol. "Being the new kid and those rumors about him, and then he broke Richie's nose." "Did you know that he doesn't know how to ride a bike?"
"You're kidding," said Carol.
"Nope. Richie told me that the guys all made fun of him because of it." Carol felt sorry for Ron, but she could understand why Barbara didn't want to be linked with him. During the next day of classes, Barbara was careful not to look at him. He seemed oblivious. That angered her. She wanted him to look at her so that she could ignore him, but he didn't seem to care. She thought of passing him a note that read, "I don't like you. Leave me alone." But he was leaving her alone, and the note would look stupid. All Ron was able to think about was how much he hated George. His mother had punished him for his outburst, and he hadn't been allowed to go out of the house the next day. He just stayed in his room and read. He came out for dinner and ate without saying anything. He helped to clean up, and then went back in his room. He was wallowing in his reverie of hostility when he heard his name. He'd look up to see the faces of the kids in the class turned in his direction. Mary Salvatore was coming down the aisle.
"So nice of you to join us, Mr. Tuck. May I see what you have been so absorbed with that you didn't hear me call on you twice?"
She picked up the book that was on his desk. It wasn't the same book that they were all reading from, and there wasn't anything hidden about it, but he was 2 pages behind. She stared hard at him.
"So, you've been daydreaming. Would you like to share what you were daydreaming about with everyone?"
"No, sister."
"Do you find that what we are doing here is so boring that you are unable to concentrate?"
"No, sister."
"That's good. Then you'll be happy to stand up and read for us."
Carol wrote a quick note and passed it to Philip.
"Maybe he's thinking about Barbara."
They both grinned. Ron stood and read flawlessly. It was written in children's language. It retold the story of the prodigal son. Ron almost stopped and asked if he would okay if he read from the actual Bible, but he knew that he was being reprimanded for not paying attention. It was time for him to learn how to make things easier on himself. Hadn't his mother done that when she married George? At least, wasn't that what she thought she was doing? That night at dinner, Ron announced, "I want to convert to being a Catholic." Marjorie looked stunned. George didn't react. "He was born Catholic. He was staying that way. That's what you were supposed to do. You looked at your plate, saw what was there, and ate without complaining."
"And just when did you decide this?"
"While I was walking home," said Ron.
"Your grandmother would turn over in her grave."
You're the one who made me go to that school. It's not my fault.
You know very well why you were sent to that school, Ronald. Would you have rather that I let them send you to a reformatory?
Well, now I want to be a Catholic.
Do we have to have these conversations at dinner? Said George.
Marjorie took the opportunity to turn on him.
When would you suggest that we have them?
Whenever anyone starts talking about anything that has any importance, you get up and walk away.
Maybe he figures that as long as there is food, at least you'll stay and listen.
And she turned back to Ron.
You're not becoming a Catholic. You were born a Protestant. You were raised a Protestant. And that's how it's going to stay.
No, it isn't, Mom. We have freedom of religion in this country.
I don't know what's happening to you, she said, staring into his eyes. You used to be such a nice boy.
Look where that got me.
Why are you doing this to me? Why do you need to hurt me?
You said that I should think for myself. That's what I'm doing.
Marjorie hated when he gave her that look and sounded like his father.